West Sale is a flat and windswept plain. It lies about 10 kilometres to the west of the Gippsland town of Sale, adjacent to the Prince's Highway and the Melbourne Railway Line. An airfield operates there and a TAFE college. Little else, other than a row or two of trees and an old rusting water tower, remains to remind people of the large migrant holding centre on that site 50 or more years ago. War broke out in 1939, and to strengthen the defences of the country, the Australian government acquired a number of sites around the Victorian coastline for development as Royal Australian Air Force bases. Sale became a military town for those war years, with a large RAF presence. In the years immediately following World War II, the talk was all of post-war reconstruction projects, and town officials throughout the state vied for the development of new industries in their areas. Places with large, empty ex-military facilities were particularly keen to adapt these for peacetime industry, and local councils put many ideas forward to the government. Construction of the West Sale Holding Centre took place in the latter part of 1949, during the wettest season in a decade. Materials used for the buildings were cheap and design was functional. Some of the buildings were recycled from the West Sale RAF huts and others brought from the East Sale RAF base. These were reclad with corrugated iron or asbestos cement sheeting. Malthoid or tar roofs were much later covered with corrugated iron, pitched more steeply to maximise rain runoff and reduce leaks. The Department of Works painted the corrugated iron cladding with silver frost paint. Fathers often took groups of children rabbit shooting or fishing, and often people caught eels in the nearby Thompson River. Back at the camp, the eels were smoked in a big 44-gallon drum. Rabbits would be cooked over the little Primus stoves the camp residents were not supposed to have. Not stewed, but on top of the stove, recall Giovanna Levitz. Sometimes they'd be cooked in the camp kitchen. People gathered mushrooms in the autumn and blackberries were picked in season. Apart from these special treats, people took their meals in the communal dining hall. A large kitchen and dining hall staff was needed to service these meals for more than 600 people at a time, and this activity was the largest employer of people in the camp. The food offered was standard institutional fare, with dietary guidelines for menus and recommended quantities, considered suitable for women and children, issued by the government. These calculations were based on a modification of the basic ration scale used for the army. Some food items were strange to the European taste, as Helena Klimis explains.
Lamb chops, and you know, there was like in the big train, chops, chops, chops. And I don't know if that was chops or the muttons. Such a big one and fatty. Anyway, and shovel you one piece. And
but it was migrant people doing the cooking, wasn't it? The camp kitchen and so on. Wasn't it run by the migrant people themselves? They were employed there?
Oh, yeah. They some boss must be there, Australian or something.
Cook your own foods or Polish sort of food?
No, they just have to use what they from the kitchen, yeah, what they give you.
So what sort of food were you used to from home?
From home? Mm. Oh, well, we have different things, cabbages and like carrots and meat, more pork and chicken, turkey, ducks. We didn't have lamb like here, and we didn't have a chicken. We have got a chicken growing in the yard anyway. And, well, it's a lot, you know, like they make it themselves. When they kill the pork, they usually make the sausages and smoke them and pickle pork, you know, and smoking, they're putting overnight, you know, under the cellars, because you have to prepare for winter. It's not like here you buy year and year. When you're on the farm, you have to prepare yourself. You're keeping from year to year, you know, like if you have a cabbage, you have to sour the cabbage in the big barrels and keep that, or putting in the straw the big cabbages and having a straw the holding for winter. And the potato, you have like special cellars, you know, big buildings, because the animals have to be inside. And you have the big building, and between the building you have potato, where it's keeping warm all the time for winter, doesn't get frost taken. Usually make a lot of barley, you know, because they're growing barley on the paddock, and take it to the mill and make the seeds and keeping that. And flour you have to put in the big barrels and all different things, you know, like some carrots you have to dig in the ground and put on the straw, calling it for winter. You know, different way of living, like, you know, here.
What about at the camp? Did they have fresh veggies out there?
I think there was, because...
with your lamb?
No. I remember Bonegilla, we was buying a lot of watermelons. Somebody must be bringing the watermelons when it was season. And we always buying a big watermelons. But I couldn't remember really much fresh fruit. Couldn't remember much that one, yeah.
So, do you like a leg of lamb now and again now?
If I'm buying, I'm buying only a little one. A little one, not a big one.
Helena Klimas. Background information from the book We Came With Nothing by Anne Synon.